Cybersecurity taking center stage for the Biden administration. In a memo released this week, the White House urging corporate executives and business leaders to take the necessary measures to protect their companies from the recent rise in ransomware attacks. That memo includes a list of several proactive steps, including backing up data and formulating an incident response plan. It comes after a series of cyber attacks that paralyzed a portion of the country's fuel supply, shut down a major meatpacking plant, and more. News Nation White House correspondent Allison Harris has the story from Washington.
The White House is warning businesses to strengthen cybersecurity, sounding the alarm as a continuing series of attacks are demanding payment before a business can safely come back online. Today, a top national security cyber official writing to executives that no company is safe from being targeted by ransomware. And it's happening more and more. Cyber criminals holding American businesses hostage. A ferry service that runs to Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket announced a ransomware attack on Twitter, telling travelers to expect delays. New York's subway operator was the victim of a computer breach in April. In Sacramento, a college was hit. And in Florida, a hospital system is reportedly resorting to pen and paper following a hack that shut down the computer system. Not all of these attacks are linked to Russia, but several are.
Hi, everyone.
The White House urging businesses not to give in to attackers' demands.
Companies should not pay ransom.
But Colonial Pipeline paid millions in ransom to get fuel flowing again on the East Coast. The CEO telling the Wall Street Journal it was the right thing to do for the country.
We need a better, more coordinated response when these things happen. We can't give in to these ransomware demands.
Now, with JBS, the world's largest meat producer, finally firing up production after days offline, a New Orleans meat supplier seeing sharp price increases.
This is $19.99 a pound right now. This would normally be, you know, on $14.99. You may see them go up a little bit more, which we don't like.
The FBI attributing that attack to another Russian gang.
These ongoing cyber attacks are an issue that the White House has assured will be discussed at the upcoming summit between Presidents Biden and Putin.